Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of A Paranormal Trifecta. A conversation about the Cambry House and Farm. Do you have other people in your family that have thought over the years that there was paranormal activity in the house?
Not until I started doing this. We always just said it was an old house and stuff like that happens in an old house. I mean, it wasn't something that we had ever talked about as a family or really even thought about until I started pointing out that, you know, that door should not be opening on its own.
Come on, guys. Does it happen in your house?
No, it just really only happens out here.
Because, you know, in my house now, I'm going to say this and I'm going to walk out of the studio and there's going to be random doors shut or open or something. But in my house, that doesn't happen. You know, doors just, you know, the cat might push a door open. There's some explanations like that. But if you shut a door, it's shut. If you open a door, it's open. That's how most houses are. And it's kind of adorable how your whole family was just like, oh, that old house and the doors that open and shut.
Right, exactly. You know, it's one of those things, like when we look back on it, we're like, huh, you know.
So when you invited some people out to investigate and there was quite a bit of activity when they first came out there to that first investigation.
Yeah, it was, we had cold spots, like, I mean, crazy cold spots. I thought the furnace was going kaput. I mean, you know, it's an old furnace in an old house. And I really thought that the furnace was just was dying on us. But they pulled out a temperature gauge and, you know, the furnace here is set at 58, you know, and the room's reading 58. So, okay. So that it's working great. And it's like, well, why am I in my winter coat and shivering? And so when they really got down to like investigating, And they found a cold spot that was right beside me that was picking up as around between 20 and 10 degrees with the thermometer. And that cold spot stayed there for the whole 2 hours I was there of the investigation.
Did it stay next to you?
It stayed close to me. It was either like behind me or beside me the whole time I was there. It dissipated shortly after I left. They were able to track it for the whole 2 hours I was there.
You'd spent so much time in that house. It just makes me think that maybe there was a spirit there that knows you and is comfortable with you. And then now these other people are in here. And it's not like you had a lot of people in and out of the house on a day-to-day basis. So over the years.
Like when I bought it, my grandparents had been in the nursing home for 6 years. So it had not been used a lot in the last 6 years before I bought it. And when we were looking at, you know, like what might be causing the activity out there, it's really cool at Cambry that I have the whole Cambry family genealogy for the full four generations that lived in the house. So I know everybody who lived in the house and who would have visited the family wise.
I remember my great grandmother, she would have a book. If you came to visit, you would have to sign in. So she because they left calling cards and, you know, they would come to visit and leave like, look, I was here. And so they kept track of who came to visit them, which is so funny. We don't even think about that now.
So Eglantine Cambry is one of the Cambry children. She died on the property in 1864 at the age of 9. And she is buried on the property in an unmarked grave.
What was her first name again?
Eglantine. It's a strange name.
I have never heard that name. Eglantine.
I had never either. And in fact, I had to use Google Translate to try and figure out how to pronounce it. But it's a unique name for sure.
So she died on the property. And that seems like a little girl would be attached to you.
That whole time we were doing that first investigation, it was like a little kid hiding behind their mom when strangers come over. I mean, it was exactly like that little cold spot that stayed, you know, kind of behind me. It would sometimes be off to my side, but it was just like a little kid hiding behind their mom.
And you the whole time are freezing because it's 20 degrees where you're at,
I have my, looking back at those pictures, it's so funny because I am in my winter jacket and I am shivering the whole time. I remember just being absolutely freezing and everybody else has t-shirts on. And they're fine. And I'm over here freezing.
You are one big cold spot wherever you went. Have you had other experiences with her? Or have you kind of, do you feel like she is a presence at the farm?
Yeah, I feel like she's a presence at the farm. It usually when we're doing investigations, we have some sort of confirmation one way or another that it's Eglantine out there. She seems to be pretty active. She's usually pretty chatty on the spirit box. And like, if we have equipment out there, she'll, you know, we usually confirm that it's her messing with the equipment. She particularly enjoys the music boxes. I don't know if you've seen those. It's a motion activated music box that a lot of the teams use. And she seems to really enjoy those.
And I would assume with four generations of the family and back, you know, in the day, it wasn't like people got sick and they went and spent time in the nursing home or someplace. They died at home. So I would imagine quite a few members of the family passed in the house.
Adolph and Hortense both passed away in the home. I know their daughter, Anita, passed away in the home as well. And so those are the ones I know for sure. I suspect a couple others, but I don't know. So
what's interesting to me about that is that so many houses, homes, buildings that have been around that long, there's been so many different families in and out of there, people. And back in the day, you know, sometimes those old houses were used as hotel's not the right word, but they'd have a room for travelers so people could go sleep in an upstairs bedroom or something. So there was a lot of people in and out of some of these homes. But everybody in this home who has passed would be connected to each other.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, it's just really fascinating that we have, you know, such well-documented history for this place.
Do you feel at all like your grandparents are there? Not that they're haunting, but, you know, I feel like my father is still around. Not all the time, not constantly, but there's times when I need him and I'm like, whoa, okay. You're still close. But do you kind of feel a connection with them too when you're there?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, just all the memories of them being there. And then when we first started doing investigations, my grandfather would interact a lot. I mean, it was like crazy. He was interacting quite a bit, like on the spirit box and that sort of stuff. And we were able to like have some kind of communication with him. And he was really supportive. I mean, it was nice to get the confirmation that he appreciated what I was doing out there. And we were able to get that.
I imagine that would have been very emotional to
it was really emotional. It was just so, I mean, because you always wonder, like, how would he approve of this? Would he approve of that? But, like, to actually get that from, you know, doing a paranormal investigation was amazing.
And that he and your grandmother loved that property so much.
They did. They absolutely loved it out there. It was one of their favorite things. And occasionally we get this really strong whiff of cinnamon. So when they were doing the craft shows out there, they filled it with like all this cinnamon stuff. And it was just like a really, really strong cinnamon scent. And the last craft show they did was in 94. And so it's obviously been some time since we've had that house filled with cinnamon. But occasionally, and especially right before I'm hosting an event out there, I'll get this whiff of that cinnamon scent. And I like to think that's my grandma checking in on me.
That's funny because I was thinking that cinnamon is for you. And I think it is.
I think so too. I really think it's kind of like her, you know, they stopped doing the craft shows when it got to be a little bit too much for her because they knew that if they kept it going, that she wouldn't be able to take a step back.
She wouldn't want
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to take a step back. You know, she wouldn't have been able to do that. So they stopped. I always think it's like when I'm doing an event and I smell that whiff of cinnamon, it's her making sure everything's running smoothly for me.
I love that idea. So you're never alone out there. Well, you are never alone out there. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Yeah, and exactly.
So there's on the property, you've got the main house and there's a barn as well on the property and activity in the barn too?
Yeah. So the barn was built around 1900 from my records, but it's a cute little barn and we worked really hard on fixing that up so it could be used as some inside space for weddings. And so I usually start my ghost tours out there, you know, kind of gives people a place to settle and hear the history. And yeah, we started hearing footsteps and getting a little bit of activity out there. So it's kind of neat.
And what's some of the interesting findings, evidence that people have collected that you might have been like, that surprised me, or that's interesting that also happened to me, maybe something that validated something that's happened to you. Have you had those experiences?
Well, we've had the doors open for people. That basement door, with a couple of teams have caught on camera opening, which was very exciting. And like one of the videos, you can hear the doorknob turn. And that was just like,
okay,
amazing.
So a doorknob doesn't turn on its own.
Exactly. So yeah, that was like hearing the doorknob turn before the door opened on that video was just like, yes, this is paranormal activity. That one was amazing. You know, just all the noises and stuff out there. I mean, when you're sitting out there by yourself, you'll hear like the footsteps and things like that. And because I've done that now, You know, back when my grandparents owned it, we always had a ton of family out there. We weren't out there alone sitting in the house. It was, you know, I've got like 15 cousins. So, I mean, we always had cousins everywhere running around and aunts and uncles. My mom's one of four. So, I mean, it was not quiet when we were out there. So, yeah, to sit out there now when it's quiet and, you know, you can really hear like noises and footsteps and things like that. And so when I get a team out there and they're catching the noises and footsteps and hearing conversations in the other room, and it's just like, wow, I think all that was going on when we were there, mm-hmm. but we weren't paying attention. We weren't taking the time to listen for that type of thing. Brides now will ask me like, oh, it's haunted. Am I going to experience anything? I'm like, well, probably not if you're not looking for it. If you're out there with a big event, you know, and you have a lot of people running around, you're probably not going to sit down and take the time to listen for stuff.
Right. And I think when you were a kid, you know, it's like any location. If you go in and sit there and be present in the building with the building is one thing. But when you're a kid and all your cousins are there and your grandparents are there, aunts and uncles are there, everybody's running around having fun. Doors opening and shutting. Shut the door. Great. No problem. Nobody's thinking that door shouldn't be open and shutting by itself. But it's active. You know, if you're having a wedding, there's a lot of activity going on. So you're not focused on that. So
no.
Definitely something could happen. You might not pick up on it.
One of my most startling things that happened recently, I do presentations on the house and I put together like slideshows, and I like to use the professional wedding pictures because they're always gorgeous and beautiful. And I like to highlight some of my brides. And this one bride did this gorgeous black dress. I mean, it was black dress. She did this thing where she changed from the black dress to the white dress after the ceremony, but that was her thing. And it was, but she did this first look picture where she's coming out of the house in this black wedding dress. And I love the picture. It's an incredible picture. And so I used this during my slideshow. I put it together like on my phone. I how you do, you have things on your phone now. So I put the slideshow together, and then I'm at this convention and it's on a big 20-foot screen. And so this picture was the last picture of the set that said, hey, if you have any questions, let me know. Follow me on Facebook. So I said, does anybody have any questions? And the person in the audience raised her hand and says, who is that in the window? And so then I turn around. The picture is all in color, but in standing in the kitchen window is a sepia-toned woman. And she's staring out the window with kind of a little Mona Lisa smile on her face. It looks exactly like Hortense Cambry, Adolf's wife. And I turn around and see this on this 20-foot screen and my jaw dropped. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was amazing. And to think that this was the professional wedding photographer. The bride didn't notice this picture because I messaged her after. And the photographer didn't notice it either. They didn't really think too much. I mean, when you see the picture, you focus on the bride.
Right.
But when I had this blown up huge, the figure in the window is really clear in detail. And then, you know, I flip back to the beginning of my presentation to Hortense Cambry and Hortense's picture. And it is just like, it's the spitting image of Hortense. And you know, here she is standing, looking out the kitchen window at this beautiful bride. And I don't know.
So did you, when the woman asked, who's that? Were you like, I've never seen that before in that picture?
Yeah, I was just like, what do you mean who's that? And I turned around and I'm like, oh my gosh.
We have paranormal activity. Now that you've seen this, you might not be surprised. That's incredible.
Right, yeah, exactly. It was amazing. And I've always felt like my spirits at Cambry enjoy what we're doing out there. I just feel like they like having the weddings. They love having people out there and interacting. And you know, when you think about it, being an apple orchard, you know, they every fall they invited people out to pick apples and things. And so I have always got the feeling that they enjoy that. But to have this picture with, you know, Hortense Cambry with this little smile on her face looking out the window during a wedding was just like amazing.
Especially how you discovered it.
Right? It's nothing like discovering it in front of a room full of people.
It's pretty amazing. How often do you do ghost and paranormal investigations there? Do you do it throughout the year? Do you do it just kind of certain times?
It's available to rent anytime for like a private investigation. So people like teams looking for overnights, they can rent the farm for that. I personally host public investigations twice a year. I try to do one in the middle of June for the summer solstice, and then I'll do several in October.
Yeah, October's, I'm sure, a busy month for you out there.
Yeah.
Has there been anybody else that's caught some interesting evidence when they've been out there investigating?
Yeah, it usually seems like there's always something. Like they'll either catch, you know, sounds. Sounds is something that they almost always catch. The doors opening, occasionally they'll catch that. All the equipment going off, and I've watched, probably like five teams with the music box. Instead of asking the equipment to start making noise, they're asking the equipment to stop making noise because she's messing around with it so much, which I find humorous.
Now, you can get information about the investigations, even wedding information, all of that on the website. And it's Cambry, C-A-M-B-R-E, CambryHouse.com.
Yes.
It would be just a fun little trip to Nauvoo because the town itself is a very interesting town.
Yeah, the town itself is really fascinating because, you know, we've got that whole Latter-day Saint church stuff here. The downtown has been recreated to 1840s, where there's over 30 homes that you can tour free of charge. And they just like to tell the history of the people who live there and their relationship with the LDS church.
Because I'm speaking from one who knows, you cannot tour the temple. I tried. They're like, no, this is a working temple. That's what they told me.
Yeah, it's
and I'm
a
like,
working
the
temple.
The Catholics let you in, but they wouldn't let me in.
Not the temple. If you go to the visitor center, which is down closer to the river, they have a replica of it that you can look at the replica and kind of see an idea of what the rooms look like. But the homes are recreated to the 1840s, and those are all free to tour, and there's free carriage rides and stuff too. So,
well, and speaking of the Mississippi River, it's, if you've never seen the Mississippi River, it's really amazing. I see why they call it Mighty, the Mighty Mississippi. But this house, the Cambry House, is built on a bluff that overlooks the Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm 150 gorgeous. Feet away. Yeah, I'm about 150 feet away from the river, but it's like a straight down the hill type thing. And this is like one of the widest spots on the Mississippi River. It's about a mile wide here.
And what's interesting, side note, so that's a limestone bluff, and then you're mm-hmm. right on water there, and then there's water underneath, too. There's a mineral spring. So you've got all this kind of activity that would lend itself to creating paranormal activity in the house.
Right. Yeah. I think all of that together, the limestone, the Mississippi, the mineral spring, all kind of tends to fuel all of the activity that we're getting at the farm.
Now, do you do any historical tours of the property as well?
I try to do that on Memorial Day.
Oh,
so
I like
on the
that.
Monday, yeah, the Monday of Memorial Day weekend, I have a big open house and craft show, kind of, you know, in honor of my grandparents
so
who love
sweet.
Having their craft shows. I like to do it on Memorial Day just because that's a day that's usually kind of quiet, you know, with not a lot of other events going on and people have the day off. And so yeah, that's my big open house, and I have the house open to tour and
do a little paranormal investigation. And I'm telling you, my sister doesn't live far from Nauvoo, and there are a lot of haunted locations in that area.
Yeah, there are a lot around here.
Yeah,
it
so
just seems
you
like
could do a little paranormal road trip between Illinois and Iowa.
Fact,
there's so many.
Yeah. Mason House Inn in Buttonsport's not is about an hour from me. And yeah, there's quite a few like right in through here. In November and December, I'm doing what I'm calling the Nauvoo Ghost Crawl, where we're going to go into businesses in downtown Nauvoo on the off season and investigate. And so I have four businesses signed up, and we're going to do like 2 hours in each of them, kind of do this investigative crawl through Nauvoo looking for ghosts.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Cambry House and Farm with owner Rebecca Williamson. For more information on the Cambry House and Farm, including information on paranormal investigations, events, and weddings, visit their website at cambryhouse.com. You can also get more information on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial-free, you can become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts, or you can go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. it matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.